Jim Coleman, narrator.
This is from Double Tap by Steve Martini. As Harry and I turned the corner for our 2 o'clock conference, somebody over by one of the satellite trucks hollers, "Hey, there they are!" And within a few seconds, they're on us like locusts. There's no telling how many reporters there are, but the camera crews are jostling each other for position. "Mr. Madriani," some guy says, and sticks his microphone in Harry's face, not realizing I'm the one they want. "Can you tell us, have you spoken to your client yet? Why did the defendant fire his previous attorney?" It's my chance to slip the crowd, but I don't do it. I stay alongside Harry. "Has anyone in the administration talked to you? Was he working for the government?" Harry keeps trudging forward, wading into them, his briefcase up in front of his face. He finally looks over at me, half smiles, then says to the reporters, "He's Madriani, not me." "Thanks. Don't mention it." Dave Barry Turns 40 by Dave Barry, or How to Geese. Driving. The geezer car should be as large as possible. If a fighter jet can't land on it, you don't want to drive it. If necessary, you should get two cars and have them welded together. You should grip the wheel tightly enough so that you cannot be detached from it without a surgical procedure. And you should sit way down in the seat so you're looking directly ahead at the speedometer. You should select a speed in advance. 23 miles an hour is very popular, and drive this speed at all times, regardless of whether you're in your driveway or on the interstate. Always come to a full stop when you notice a potentially hazardous road condition, such as an intersection, or a store, or a sidewalk, or a tree. If you're planning to make a turn at any point during the trip, you should plan ahead by putting your blinker on as soon as you start the car. And never park the car without making a minimum of 17 turns. This is from Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski's book, Leading with the Heart. I'll never forget a game in 1989 when Danny Ferry was a senior. Duke was playing Arizona in a hotly contested, very close game. All the players had poured their hearts into this particular game, and it went right down to the wire. With just 1 second left, Christian Laettner, then a freshman, was fouled and sent to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. We were down by only 2 points, 77-75, so if he hit the first shot, he'd get a second shot to tie the game. However, if he missed the front end, the first shot of the 1-1, he'd not get a second shot, and we'd lose the game. All eyes were on Christian as he stood by himself at the free throw line and took that first shot. It was eerily silent as the ball left his hand. The ball went in the air, hit the back of the rim, and bounced away.